cancelled after 2 episodes.
Yeah, we got a call from Mr. YouTube.
What, Susan? She's still there?
No, she likes us.
Right, okay.
The new guy, Mr. YouTube. He says if we can't get 500 views, at least, per episode, we're done. Cancelled.
What are we going to do?
I mean, I think it's a good chance to fight the man, stick it to them, and make episodes, see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, what's the worst he's going to do? Kill us?
Breaking news, Connor Hannum, co-host of the For a Laugh podcast, has been found dead in a freak skiing accident in which police refused to rule out the existence of foul play. Here we have co-host of the For a Laugh podcast, Daniel Aid, here with us to answer some questions. Daniel, what would you do knowing what happened after filming this third episode, knowing the pressure you were under by Mr. YouTube? Would you go ahead and film this episode again if you could do it over?
I'd do it again.
You'd do it again?
Yeah, I'd do it again. I know he would want this, I think.
Wow.
I would do it again today, tomorrow, the next day, and over and over. If it meant proving our right to free speech.
Wow. What a hero. Weather at 6. I'm sorry. Hello, we are back.
Yeah, dude.
Oh,
let's go. So, apologies, D.
This calls for a cheers.
This is the second take for episode 3. Right, it didn't go too well.
Well, that's...
And that's all I got to say about that.
That could be said by some that it didn't go so well, but that's okay.
We tried, folks. We tried.
We are going to nail this episode 3. We're so glad to have you back, folks.
We're knocking it out the park, baby.
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun on the Clips channel on TikTok. We've got For a Laugh on TikTok. Go check us out there. And yeah, we're bringing in some new people, so we'd love to see that. Thank you guys for tuning in. Let's go ahead and get right to it. Address the elephant in the room. Of course, Connor is not dead. He survived YouTube's mysterious...
Sorry, everyone.
Silencing attempt.
Maybe there's a few people who actually wanted me to be dead, but...
Yeah, or us to be cancelled, but...
Or us to be cancelled.
Yeah.
But you'll never stop us.
No, baby.
That's the problem with us, you know?
Oh, yeah.
No matter what you say or what you do, they still love me!
Come on! Can say what they like, D.
Yeah,
we
man.
Are back.
Mm-hmm.
We are back, baby. Episode 3... Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, look, I really don't mean to put a damper on the celebrations here, but there's some really important news that happened this week, and I think we should address it here while we have the platform.
Mm-hmm.
OJ Simpson is dead.
What's the point of being alive?
Okay.
Yeah. It's.
How do you feel about that? Are you a fan of his...
Well, let's just say...
Was it Football League?
Oh, was that you?
My fingers are in the air.
Wow, whoever
He's
pressed
dead.
That. Yeah, OJ is gone.
Now that you can't defame the dead, D. So...
That's true, you
do
cannot...
Do you think he did it, or... do you think he killed?
Let's just say, based on the fact that you can't defame the dead, and who's going to sue me, right... Mm-hmm. I think that not only did OJ do it, mm-hmm. I know that he had a part in 9/11.
What?
He definitely helped in Columbine.
Okay. There's a lot of connections here.
Yeah, yeah. I can say for sure that he's a terrorist, an arsonist, a rapist. I think he's a fraud, a huckster. I can say anything.
A rapist?
Hey, I don't need to prove it.
A rapist?
Who's going to sue me for saying it?
A rapist?
I don't. I don't have any evidence to make that claim. I'm just taking the liberty that's given when you can't defame a dead person.
It was a bit of a surprise waking up on Friday and seeing that he's dead.
I think the funny thing is, like,
it was a bit of a surprise.
I saw it said dead at 76.
you know, but no one was saying like, oh, too young, you know?
That's a kind of good age to go.
70, I know, but, you know, in this day and age, you want to at least make it to 80, I feel like.
With today's modern medicine.
Yeah, come on, and the guy's so rich. Like, what?
I don't think, I mean, there's only so much you can do about having fucking cancer. There's only so much you can do.
If you can't kill cancer.
If money could save it, then these kinds of people wouldn't die.
You can't.
But he's dead, so.
You can't kill your way out of having cancer.
No, he's. No. I mean.
Or run. You can't run your way out of it like, do you see, like his football career. So.
What's her name?
Oh, yeah. You know what the worst thing is I can say about him?
What?
That he's bad at football.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's. I think. Who?
I mean, people could probably disprove that pretty easily, Caitlyn, but I could say it.
Caitlyn Jenner? Is that her name?
Yeah, Caitlyn, yeah. Oh, yeah, she was...
she was like...
I don't know what her role was. I don't know if she...
She was like, good fucking riddance.
Really? She did?
Yeah, on Twitter.
Wow.
Is that her name?
I didn't see that. Yeah,
the Caitlyn, one who transitioned?
Yeah, Caitlyn. Caitlyn's her name, yeah.
Sorry, there's too many fucking Kardashians. No, because she...
Well, they all know... Yeah, they were close with OJ way back in the day.
Didn't one of the Kardashians defend, wasn't it a lawyer?
I wish I could remember his name, but I just remember David Schwimmer's
face. Yeah, David Schwimmer played him in that show.
Robert, I want to say it was Robert Kardashian, but that could be the wrong, that could be the wrong name. I don't know.
Robert Kardashian? That does.
But whoever his first name was, he was a lawyer. He worked with OJ and tried to help defend his innocence. So.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah. It was David Schwimmer.
Well, they won.
What an interesting.
They got him off. You know, he got acquitted, so...
Well, what an interesting choice.
But I can still say that he did it with full certainty.
So you're locking him. He did it. He killed. He killed. He's a killer.
I'm saying that for once and for sure.
You know what? I agree.
I'm glad we came to a...
Hey, Twitter world. I'm going to miss that. Hey, Twitter world. I guess... It's yours truly. I'm going to miss the... Hey, Twitter world.
He was quite an eccentric character. He was really all over the place. And I will say that, you know, it'll be sad to have him gone from the culture in a sense, because I think he occupied kind of a entertaining part of the culture.
He's dead. He's done for.
Well, let's just take one last moment to... I don't know how you say celebrate OJ's legacy. This is a clip that was going around.
This is a beautiful clip, folks.
Yeah, let's go down here in the corner. And I think the clip speaks for itself. I'm just going to let it play.
After we finished filming, OJ said to me that he had a surprise for me, and I genuinely was surprised. I think it was his idea of a joke. And this is it.
Dude, that final frame as well, though.
Him looking straight in the camera, dude. Oh my god. Whoa! Whoa, OJ. Jeez, man. What a character.
They say it's about fucking psychos like that, because that's what Jimmy Savile would do. He would make almost jokes about being a fucking pedo. Do you know someone got angry at us for talking about Michael Jackson?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Why are people still defending that freak?
Man,
am I fucking crazy or something? Why are people still defending him?
Look, we talked about this last week with Danny Schneider. You know, you can acknowledge someone's greatness as an artist and not necessarily, like, you know, wash away every bad thing that they did.
Yeah, look, that's... It's like they say about R. Kelly, who's a fucking freak. Like, do I like the remix to Ignition? I can't deny it.
No, well, it's a great song.
The remix to Ignition, hot and fresh out the kitchen. You can't deny it's a certified banger.
And what, do we want to ruin like a whole bunch of 40-year-olds' wedding videos? You know what I mean? Like, it's just so...
What, the wedding song?
Yeah. Or I Believe I Can Fly, you know? They love that shit.
I Believe I Can Fly. Do you know, we're talking about Joker a little later.
We might get copyrighted from such good vocals.
But thank you. We're talking about Joker a little later at the end of the show. But, you know, they had Rock and Roll Part 2, which was sung by Gary Glitter.
And what is this if not Joker, you know?
But he was... Gary Glitter was a known pedophile. But they used the song in the movie. And that was controversial.
Right, yeah.
But I think they came out and said none of the... I mean, obviously there's royalties. He's dead. Geiger, so yeah. We can call him where we like.
Yeah, defamation applies too, yeah.
But his family weren't pedophiles, as far as I'm aware. I mean, like, you know, they get the... I mean, the money's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, yeah,
might as well go
exactly.
towards, like, and if he had fucking kids or something. Links you can get out of life of your dad being a complete fucking freak is a bit of money, I suppose.
It's probably not easy having, like, a famous parent, let alone a famous, you know, sex offender parent. Like,
yeah, well, that's tough for me.
That's
days.
A tough one. That is a tough one.
Sitch.
Oh, boy.
We send our fucking hate mail to you, OJ.
Yeah.
Hell. Enjoy hell. Enjoy it. You fucking deserve it.
Yeah, you
that's
loser.
That's all I got to say about that.
Loser murderer.
Yeah, he did it. Get the fuck out of here.
L murderer, dead loser.
Yeah, dead. Yeah, L idiot loser, fucking killer, dumbass idiot.
So, moving on from
that.
Well, you know, OJ is kind of like such an obvious killer, but this next thing we're going to set up, and there's going to be payoff at the end of the show for this, but it's kind of like a silent killer. What a, you know, like a gut killer, just kills you slowly through just terrible cholesterol, I assume. But today we're gonna be, I don't know, it's unhealthy. I'm just trying to say what we're gonna talk about is very unhealthy.
Oh, I know you're okay.
But we're jumping, dude. We're jumping right into it, and it's a how do you say it? It's a cheese pot.
So it's called the cheese volcano. And the description is molten cheese sauce in a cheesy crust dough, baked and finished with garlic butter, which sounds like, yeah. So we're going to order that now. I can press
yeah,
confirm.
Let's just have a look quickly at the...
I feel like I can press confirm.
yeah, go ahead.
I mean, it just means that it will come before the end of the show.
We want to have that order.
We need to come
here.
Before the show. So
do not come.
So here is the kind of promo. How do we...
Look at that. It looks fat.
Oh, God. That fat, juicy cheese. Cheese volcano, they
look,
call it.
I'm putting it this way.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry, but that looks kind of insanely gross, dude.
Look, I might take it home with me. But it doesn't mean I'm going to... I'm coming back from the pub later. I'm going to be a bit hungry. Do you think there's like a sexual thing with it? Like,
I don't.
You
know how, it's you know filmed so sexually, right?
Do you know how like now there's all this like the Dune bucket, and I saw this one Deadpool's doing one. So all right, the order's in. I won't show you the thing because Domino's is preparing your order.
Lovely.
So we're gonna. Why is it so bubbly?
Yeah, it's just playing right
problem
there.
Problem is, once it cools down, it's just gonna become this like plastic. Like hard plastic.
I know. The cheese is going to be so gross.
Do like, I have to like, do I have to chuck it in the microwave and, I don't get how you pull it off.
I get the idea like, of dipping stuff in the cheese and you have the cheese
hang
thing.
A minute, what did it say on there? $10?
More.
I just cheese paid fucking volcano. $15 for that. Fucking, what false advertising this bullshit is.
Where'd you see $10?
Didn't it say $10?
Let's see.
Yeah, it does.
From $10 pickup. It said from $10 pickup.
No, I paid for the $2 delivery.
Oh, I see. Wow. Those sneaky, juicy, sick cheese sexual bastards.
Yeah. $2 delivery. It came to $32.
Absolutely disgusting.
Well I guess
God, no.
What's that?
I don't know. An autoplay video game.
Have we got that to look forward to? I suppose so.
Ah, Lord.
So that's coming.
Yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, Connor's ordered. Holy shit, you've ordered that. Home. It's on the way.
What did you get? I didn't even know what you got.
I got just a cheese pizza. I'm pretty sure. You know, I'm basic. I keep it.
Why? You already got a fucking cheese volcano coming.
Well, I like
what
cheese pizza.
Fuck?
What can I?
What are you serious?
I like the classic regular.
And also, did I see this? This makes me a bit ill. Did you get thin crust?
I did. Yeah.
The fuck?
Why you know
you need a deep pan? You need a deep pan.
What? Because I'm dipping in the volcano.
Look, if you want to dip into my fucking cheese volcano, go ahead. It's a free country, okay? But okay. I'm just saying, I don't know why you'd get a cheese pizza when you've already got a cheese volcano coming. Folks. Am I crazy? Or am
I guess I don't know. It's like dipping tomatoes in ketchup. I guess I don't know.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
All right. I mean,
that's exactly what I'm saying. Well, we tried, folks.
I want to see if you noticed we have a returning guest or a returning character on the show. It's Pandy, folks. We love you, Pandy.
Why is he wearing a do-rag?
So Pandy
is that okay
missed.
To say?
Yeah, right. Pandy missed you, and I think he
I
went a bit.
Him.
He went a bit astray, as you can see.
Where's he been?
He joined a gang, I think.
Why did he join a gang?
Because you neglected him. You haven't seen him.
I didn't neglect him. I fucking left him.
He's had no father figure to keep him from going astray.
I won this.
Poor Pandy.
In a nightclub. Remember that?
Yeah.
We went to a nightclub.
Yeah, you almost saved him from that life. And yes. Now he's gone right back to it.
I think I can say this. It's a nightclub called Arcade. Okay.
Didn't that close though?
Nah, they rebranded.
Oh, right. Okay. But
I suppose it did in a sense. And they had a few arcade games in there. It's a full-on nightclub.
No shit.
And you were there.
No, I just, you know, the name.
Oh, this guy. Oh, my God. You're so funny.
We got him.
Thanks. Oh, my God. Listen.
Uh-huh.
That's always too loud, so I have to wait for it to finish and yeah. I can talk about it. So, Pandy, I was like, fuck it. I had a $2 coin.
Yeah.
So, I was used to carrying cash ranks. So I used to fucking smoke and put the $50 fucking cash into the
cigarette machine.
Would never work. And I was like, fuck's sake. Anyway, $2 in. First try. I had one try. First try. I got Pandy. I got Pandy. So yeah.
That's a good win. It's a good haul.
There's a video of it somewhere. But we played it on the podcast because we've been doing the show for a long time. But yeah, now I suppose.
Yeah, we love Pandy. Pandy's back. After all this time.
Sorry, I just saw a picture of a cock on your desk for some reason. I don't even know why. I can't show that, but...
It's a condom with a picture of a cock on it. It's like a gag gift.
Who got you that?
Kath, she buys me.
Oh, is
my
that
girlfriend
from...
has bought me condoms in different countries. As a
I
bit
see,
of a joke.
I see, that so that was from fucking Greece?
I hope she wasn't doing any fucking in Greece, but yeah, she bought it. She bought
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude.
She bought it in Greece for me as a gesture
Beautiful.
Of goodwill.
Sorry, I had to, whenever I see a cock on the desk, I have a few questions, that's all. And I can't show the audience, but I can assure you it's there.
That's fair enough. Yeah, like, normally, yeah. Normally it's mine, so
well,
I was just surprised.
Thank you for bringing Pandy back. I'm not sure, again, why he's wearing a do-rag. Well, he had a bit of a hard time without me.
Yeah, he's had it tough, but, you know, I'm not sure if he's ready to give up the look. We'll see if
You bought him on holiday one year.
We'll see if it sticks on old Pandy, the sweetheart. We love you, pal.
He's really
just
fluffy as well.
Nuzzle.
He's really cute.
His
do-rag fell off.
Pandy!
Why do you have a do-rag?
It's, I used to use it sometimes for a mask before I had a mask, and then also... it can keep my hair back if I had long hair.
I really hope it's not a slur.
Yeah, me too.
Otherwise, we're fucked.
Okay.
We'll check that before we...
He kind of loves to try to cancel us.
Is he even in the shot anymore?
You want him in the shot?
Where's the wide?
There's the wide's here.
Oh, we'll have to figure it out.
Yeah, we can superimpose Pandy.
Okay.
Bye, Pandy.
Bye. You can just see his dude.
Yeah, he's going to be here in spirit.
He's here in spirit.
So we wanted to explain what we were referencing in that opening skit. There's this beautiful, kind of amazing Jeremy Renner clip that came out a couple of years ago. And I've loved it since it first came out. I always reference it. And
Whoa. Let's remember who showed you it.
Okay, I know. That doesn't mean
I
didn't enjoy it.
It would have been a night out we had. That was it. We went out and we were blasted, and I came back home and I saw this. I was in my bed. I was wankered, but I saw this clip of what you're about to see, and I sent it to you. And I was like, it's just so fucking funny. I was like, I can't believe how funny this is. And then from there on out, we kept.
It's unmatched and it's ridiculous.
You know what I'm talking about?
And yeah, we have to play it together so we can all experience it, and it can enter the soundbite lexicon of the show.
Woohoo!
Okay, so we got the video here.
And by the way, can I just say, I really actually, I like Jeremy Renner, although I've heard he's a bit of a fucking... He has had domestic abuse claims.
It's the eternal...
which is not great, but...
It's the eternal battle, I guess, we keep having on
this
show.
I just think it's funny how they say he's a family man, but he does have a...
a history of alleged domestic abuse issues.
Yes, that's just what I think is a little bit funny, that they're painting him as just like...
I think what's...
The father that you should inspire to be. It's like, hang on a minute, didn't he get fucking claims that you smacked his wife? Sorry. Yeah,
I think...
I don't want it to be true either.
Not to get too specific, but I think one of the claims was that he like threatened to unalive himself, I guess, in front of her or something. At one point, that was something I read.
A superhero of the Avengers.
He had drug issues as well. I think he was,
right.
He was very high on coke when he was doing that. Not as an excuse. I'm just saying that's what.
Well, he's had a troubled time. And
the order is on its way. Awesome.
Fab. So the history of Jeremy Renner, I think, is like, you know, obviously he's been this big star, and Disney kind of loves him as their what's it called, Hawkeye.
He does renovations as well.
Yeah, who can forget renovations?
You laugh, but it's a big hit.
I'm sure it is.
To be fair, it's a great name.
Just like he renovated
his family,
his own body,
yeah,
when he got hit by that. So this is part of the context of the video, is that he got hit by a fat ass snowmobile, I guess. And he
he's a hero.
And he nearly died. He saved his nephew. That's for sure.
That is a... Was it? Do you think it was like... Do you think as he was doing it, was like, this would be a great fucking publicity thing?
Oh, yeah, yeah. His nephew's like 3 feet away and he just pushes him. He's like, I saved you.
I know people are going to get fucking mad, but like, there must have been a part of him that was at least like, look, I know I've had these fucking claims against me. This will probably clear the air a little bit.
Well, so the interview is done by ABC as well, which is owned by Disney.
People forget that.
So I think that it's fair to assume that part of this interview is kind of a Disney effort to kind of rehabilitate his image, which is a decades long practice in Hollywood. You take a star that's kind of down on their luck or not as profitable, and you rehabilitate them to be, you know, the next big thing. And
we've already filmed season one of renovations. We need to put it out.
We invested a lot of money into those renovations. Yeah,
and that, you know, we're laughing. That's probably what happened.
They wanted renovations to work.
And like, we can't put out a family show where the star is known for being a fucking joggy.
We got to rehabilitate him as a hero.
So, you know,
yeah, he can. He was a hero, and he can still be a hero.
A hero. It's just so funny how they do it. A hero who...
Okay, well, enough yapping from us. We'll let the video do the talking.
Sure.
Let's see what they got for us.
A superhero of the Avengers, fearlessly taking on any fight. An ordinary man with a strength that never gives up.
Jeremy Renner. So first, we've already got like the
superhero.
The footage of him struggling, the description straight up, superhero.
Do you remember the pain?
Oh, all of it. Yeah, I was awake through every moment.
Okay.
It's hard not to...
Do you think he didn't black out once?
Look, it's hard, like... They do it on purpose. It's hard not to feel sorry for the fucking guy. Okay?
Of course. Horrific accident.
It actually was.
Of course it was.
Just his own life to try to save his nephew.
I just perfectly see him in a pool of blood coming from his head. When I ran up to him, you know, I didn't think he was alive.
It's obviously really fucking tragic.
Like, yeah, that's a tough...
Why are you laughing?
I'm not trying to laugh. I feel for the kid.
It's a horrible thing to go.
He does kind of save
my nephew's life.
Let me just put it this way.
I got fucking crushed by a snowplow.
If you had to like draw like a police sketch artist of a Hollywood celebrity's nephew, I think this guy is exactly what you would get.
That's so funny. It's like you're talking about someone that's like, and it's like, yeah, they're exactly what you think they look like.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Nothing is surprising by the image we're seeing right now.
He's got some hash in his back pocket. He's got a springy step.
Yeah. 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 This is his hair combed, guys.
Yeah. Oh my God. We joke.
Poor guy. It's a horrible situation. Horrible.
It is horrible, but come on. You don't laugh about shit. Then if the show's called For a Laugh. Okay.
It's called K-pop, all right?
It's called K-pop.
I'd do it again.
You'd do it again?
Yeah, I'd do it again. Because it's going right up my neck.
It's just her reaction is so, you do it again. It's like, they're
you do it
like,
again?
They're acting like they don't fucking, she's acting like she doesn't know that he would do it. This is practice. This is rehearsed. This is just, it's planned. And she's acting like she's never fucking heard that he'd do it. It's so cringe. I'm sorry. That's what, it was that part there that made me laugh. I was like, you do it again? Yeah. Yeah. I do it again. It's just so cringe.
I do it again.
You got it. Hey.
I do it again. Yeah, I do it again.
I do it again. Oh, yeah, I do it again. After all that pain that you were awake for?
Yeah, I know.
You felt every bit of pain and you do it again?
You would still go through all of that?
Yeah. I do it. Nah, look, I have a nephew. Oh,
gosh.
I would jump in front of a snowplow, quite frankly.
Of course. There's no doubt that you would, that what he did was heroic in that moment. It's just the way they describe it. It's like they're trying to juice every ounce of heroism out of the moment.
Well, they're shown fucking clips from the Avengers, for fuck's sake.
They're like, could think that a guy who plays a hero on TV could be a hero in real life?
Look. They're showing clips, they're literally from the first Avengers movie where literally fucking aliens are invading New York, okay? They're using that as footage of him being heroic.
Yeah. Like, remember? They're like, remember the footage of this guy saving New York?
They're acting like it's real.
Like that's his charity work?
They're acting like it's fucking real. Avengers?
That didn't really happen. He didn't actually, you know...
It's so funny because you're so right. ABC is owned by Disney. And it's like, they're like, yeah, ham it up with the.
Yeah, know, really the push the love hero the Avengers. Narrative. Yeah.
Go and show a few clips of him. It's like, yeah. It's like, come on. It's so fucking cringe.
All right. Let's see a little more of this. You do it again?
He was alive.
Oof.
I do it again.
You do it again?
Yeah, I do it again.
Yeah.
Because it's going right at my nephew.
Oh man, poor Jeremy.
We have a video which is haunting. It's January 1st at 8:42. Wow. And you are 13 minutes away.
Someone's been run over by a snowcat. Hurry. He's crushed. There's a lot of blood over here. He is in rough shape.
Oh.
He's fighting.
It is. Brother. I'm sorry.
Can you hear him?
No, I can't. I'm not trying to laugh. It's so, and people are going to take the piss out of me, but like, it would hurt.
It would hurt. It would hurt.
It would hurt.
I find it odd that they're playing the audio in the way that they are. It's so weird.
Sounds like Lenny.
This was a sound of someone that was dying.
Yeah, no shit.
Tons of machinery bearing down.
It's just so dramatically filmed.
So why do they have to ham it up? Yeah.
Hawkeye
has never lifted this much before. Oh, is that the food?
You have a doorbell?
Yeah, I guess I do. Do you want me to go get it?
I'll get it. That's right.
All right, Connor's going to go get the food.
I literally said on the thing, please do not knock. But we're trying to film a podcast here, folks.
God damn it. All right, you go get the food. Connor's gone. I want to watch a little bit more of this, if that's okay with you guys. Let me cut Connor out of this frame. Sorry, Connor. I hate to do it to you, but you're my good pal. Let's watch a bit more of this because there's a moment that I want you guys to see.
Iron will to fight and survive.
8 ribs broken in 14 places. Yeah. Right knee, right ankle
She's
broken.
Just
left leg tibia broken.
The describing left everything broken, right that happened
broken,
to him.
Right shoulder broken. Face eye socket. The jaw. The mandible broken. Lung collapsed, pierced from the rib bone to the liver.
Why are you?
Which sounds terrifying.
Yeah. And then, like, what's my body look like? Am I just going to be like a spine and a brain, like a science experiment?
Wow. True words could never have been spoken. Let's get Connor back in here. Hey, pal.
Pizza time.
Oh, baby.
Pizza time. She was so nice. We got it.
Wow. Okay. Let's put that aside for a sec because I just want you to see this. We just looked at it, but I kind
Mr.
of
Renner.
Tell me what you think about this as like a. Oh, I can already smell it. Tell me what you can
smell
think.
Like grease, baby.
Tell me about this. This is kind of a proposal for a soundbite. This is her just reading. Just
God, he does it bad up, doesn't he?
So here she just literally reads to his face everything bad that happened to him.
And it's kind of humorous. I kind of like it. You know, like the Boogie job interview soundbite. Yes. Okay, let's see what we think.
8 ribs broken in 14 places. Yeah. Right knee, right ankle broken. Left leg tibia broken. The left ankle broken. Right clavicle broken. Right shoulder broken. Face eye socket. The jaw, the mandible broken. Lung collapsed.
Everything, man.
Pierced from the rib bone, your liver. Mm-hmm. Which sounds terrifying.
Yeah. And they're like, what's my...
She just finishes it off. Sounds terrifying.
It was. It really was.
Oh, God. Wow. Let's get us back there. Wowie, folks. That was really something. And maybe we'll prepare some goose with that for next week.
Mr. Renner himself.
Well,
Avenger.
Welcome back, Jeremy, I guess.
Hero. Alleged wife beater.
You can defame an alive person, so be careful.
I said alleged.
Okay, good.
I'm a fan.
We're covering our bases.
I laugh. I'm a fan of him. He's my favorite.
No, you're right, but you're also right that it is alleged.
He's my favorite Marvel character. The one laughed at me when I said that. He always was.
Hawkeye's biggest fan.
And I like the underdog. Everyone always fucking shout on him, but I always really liked him. So, and
yeah,
I liked Renner as well, but I think...
I'd do it again.
Well, I bet you would. I hope you don't. I hope you don't do everything again. That's all I got to say about that.
Oh, Jeremy, why?
Yeah, dude.
Mr. Renner himself.
So, Connor, you went ahead and did something so sweet. You ordered us the cheese volcano.
Are we doing that now?
It has arrived.
Oh, sweet. Awesome.
The cheese volcano is here, it's in the building. We have it ready. Connor went ahead and ordered it. You said the delivery lady was really sweet.
Yeah, that I don't know why. Like,
she was like, "Why'd you get this crap?"
Kinda. I mean, like, she. I was gonna, as a joke, just be like, "Oh, you know, we're filming this thing."
Oh yeah,
we got it. I didn't do that though. But like, the funny thing about pizza delivery people is that they wait for you to come and grab it.
Right. Yeah.
They don't just leave it. They wait for you to come and grab it, and you have to. I always feel bad about ordering food. I was like a fat pig.
So, I guess maybe pizza is kind of the one food that's delivered that you know exactly what's in the box if you see it laying there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, well, you know that's a pizza. I mean, you don't know what flavor or whatever, but like with other Uber Eats, it's like, oh, you might not be into it.
It's a bit...
Wait, what does it say on the side? Want more cheese? Frankly, I don't. Where? Wait, show that. Oh, here. Want more cheese, Connor? Oh, yeah.
Maybe I do.
Give us all the cheese, baby.
It looks a bit, looks like it's going to be, should I open it up?
Yeah, do that. Cheese volcano. Oh, wait, ready? Open it up, sexy boy. Excuse me. Oh, it's dripping.
Oh, careful. Shit.
Wow.
Wait, it really is like.
It's so oozy. It literally drips.
I thought it was a full on. All right. Go sorry. On. Jesus.
I don't know. I'm getting a little. You've hotting me up with this music.
Okay. So it's not sliced. It's just like, it's kind of just like there.
Yeah. It's all in one. Okay. One big stum of cheese.
Bro, I'm going out. I'm going to have to go home and fucking get out the toothpaste. I'm going out after this.
Well, you don't want to have a stinky cheese mouth.
It's I can smell the fucking garlic from like across the fucking road. Can you stop being weird? I'm funny with eating shit, and you're making me feel like
I'm sorry. It's an
out.
Aphrodisiac. It's a sexy meal. I can't.
How are we gonna eat this?
It's such a good question. Do you want me to...
It literally looks like a fucking... Can you see that? It's literally moving.
Hold on. I've got an idea.
It looks like a scab.
I've got an idea. Give me a sec.
You know I can't use your cutlery, right? I'm weird like that.
Yeah, don't worry.
It literally looks like a fucking scab. You see it moving? That is rank. Although, to be fair, if you were home drunk, that does... I mean, I feel like I could demolish that in like 2 seconds. Look, it's like a scab. It all goes to the middle. I could...
Alright, I've got just the solution.
What is that? I can't...
No, you don't have to. I don't know. I don't know how you want me to try it, because I want to try it, but I don't want to
try it. Use your pizza as a dip-in. I don't want to
just private. Yeah, I can use my
get a
pizza.
Piece of pizza.
Just give me my pizza.
Just give me one, and I'll dip it, and then I'll. All right, I won't.
Pass me the pizza. Well, I've got these Pringles here. If we want to, these mini Pringles.
And here is a whole cheese pizza just for Dan.
Wow! Yay!
What is this? What is this thin crust bullshit?
Hey man, I wanted to try it. You know.
Try it.
I like thin crust. That's my jam.
You're a slut for the heart.
I am a slut for the heart, even though this is clearly Domino's.
All right. I'll try it. Yeah,
dude. Okay.
I'll try it.
How do we...
It's like having a...
All right, do you want a slice? Let me...
Yeah, you want to pass me a slice? We'll try it together.
Here's a slice for you.
All
right. Oh, wait. Before we get into it, we got to introduce the segment. Hey, folks, today... This is our tackle tree.
No.
Oh, yummy. Look at that.
Time to enjoy this goo. All right, do you want to do it at the same time?
Oh, wow. That's right. A dip. Oh, my. Oh, let's go wide.
You hear that?
Oh, sorry.
Hear that?
You love how it tastes.
Wait, don't talk.
Let's get that.
All right, we're gross.
That was gross, guys. I'm sorry about that.
All right.
There you go.
I'm just making sure I get the cheese.
Oh, my God. You're an absolute maniac. Oh, Jesus.
It's dripping cheese.
Christ. Christ alive.
All right.
Oh, my.
All right. It's cheese.
Wow, it's very cheesy.
It's cheese, all right.
It's like nacho-y cheese.
It's just like, it's kind of like, I thought there'd be more cheese.
Yeah,
I thought it'd be bigger too.
Yeah, it's, they make it out to be more cheese in the commercial.
I mean, it's all right.
Yeah.
Not man.
In a way, I gotta say, if it was too much cheese, I would probably be pretty damn grossed out and it would be awful. Oh my God, it's so drippy.
I'm trying the big one, right, Ray? The big one. All right. I feel like I can't.
The big kahuna. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to dip some more.
Go for the big one.
Okay, bang. Oh.
There you go. The big one.
Okay, wow. Thanks. Oh. Wow, yeah. What a treat. Yeah. I hope I don't end up on the toilet tonight.
Look at the fucking grease on that thing.
Jesus. What an absolutely crazy menu item to stock.
It is. Is it just
I'm
a limited
finishing this slice?
Is it a limited time thing or is it here to stay?
I don't know, it must be. They must do seasonal promotions with this kind of stuff.
Look at that. At the bottom, it generally looks like fucking cardboard at the bottom, right? Well, that's great.
I don't have any paper towel here, so I'm just like...
Do you want me to grab you?
Give me some tissue. Thank you, pal. Wow, what a yummy experience. I hope we didn't chew too much into the microphone.
People love that shit.
Yeah, we're still learning, folks. We're still trying to improve our mic etiquette, as we've had comments about it. But we're getting there.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely comments.
Wow, so what do we do now? Do we rate? Like, how do we process that?
If I was, like, wasted, yeah, I'd look at it like a fucking...
That is kind of a wasted treat, I got to admit.
Yeah, I can see myself wasted and be like, oh, go on then.
Yeah, go on, that's a good one.
Add that to the menu. $15, though, fuck, that's like the price of a pizza.
Yeah, yeah, for that, it's like, that's more of a side. Remember, $10 from pickup.
Well, who's going to be ordering that shit sober?
Yeah, exactly.
I can't go pick it up.
Yeah, literally. Why would you pick that up? You're only getting that because you're delivering it because you're drunk as fuck or hungover.
The cheese volcano. It's just such a strange
This part. Oh, wait. I'm just going to...
The cheese volcano.
What a crazy...
You know, she looked at
good
me.
Lord.
She said, good luck. You're going to need it.
She knew.
She did know. That's just, what a ridiculous item. Like,
yeah, such a crazy thing to add to your menu. I mean, hey, you know, God bless, I guess. They're coming up. Amazing things are happening at Domino's, folks.
Wait, I'll take it home with me.
Yeah, they're coming up with really, really new products.
Great.
They're innovating like no one else.
It's just melted plastic cheese.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the most American-looking cheese, like that cliche, yeah, and just plastic, melted. Like, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Well, great. It was.
Yeah, okay, so wait, I guess the ultimate question, is it a takyak or is it a treat?
It's a treat.
Yeah, that's a treat. That's a treat.
Come on, you're hungover, you're drunk, you're going to love it.
I think the only way I could see it not being a treat is if, like, if you're either really drunk or really sad and you're buying it and you eat like a whole one to yourself and then maybe you're feeling a bit sick after. But actually, I got to say, I was pretty convinced by its final delivery and presentation. It was okay.
It did its job as a cheese volcano.
As a Domino's side.
That's the thing though. Is it a side? Because sides don't normally cost $15.
It's an expensive ass side.
It is an expensive side. Yeah. It's probably because cheese is expensive these days. Is it not?
It's that cheese inflation hitting us.
Yeah, the cheese
inflation.
The cheese inflation. Yeah, exactly.
Rip to the dairy lovers out there. I'm a bit of a dairy, not so much a dairy hater, but a dairy hesitant.
You on the oat milk and stuff?
No.
So why are you a dairy hater?
I'm not a hater. My body's just not good at processing it, really.
Do you think you're lactose intolerant? Well, you're about to find out either way.
Yeah, I'll know for sure this afternoon.
Do you think you are lactose intolerant?
I'm like a bit. I'm maybe a little bit, I think. I get, not to get too graphic, I sometimes get the squirts after a bit of dairy. Oh, man.
Well, I've never seen you drink a coffee or a tea in your life, and I've known you like 15 years.
Yeah, I'm not a coffee guy. Maybe there's a reason. I'm lactose intolerant.
Best thing to do in the morning is get a coffee. Large coffee from...
Yeah, I can't. It's too... Coles Express. I can't give myself that another substance to abuse. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not...
Well, it's a great alternative to, like, a Red Bull or something.
Yeah, but I just don't... I don't have shit in the morning. I just get woken up by the grinding of life. Slowly fucking flashing past my face.
Lovely. I don't eat breakfast, but I do have a coffee normally.
Yeah, I used to be a big breakfast guy, but I'm not so much these days. I don't know. Who has time for breakfast, guys?
If I'm hungover, I'll get a Red Bull. If not, I'll get a coffee. Just to give that little spring in my step.
That's a good
for the day.
It's a good way of looking at it.
Thank you.
Oh, we're here in the Moe's Tavern. Should we stay here for a bit?
Sure.
You want to crack a beer?
I'd love to.
Okay, well, let's...
What do we got this week?
Just quickly grab the graphic for you guys. Now we're back.
Oh, dear.
What do you want to do?
I want to have beers with friends.
Oh, here we are. Beer of the week.
I drank beer with my friends.
Yummy, tasty, and beautiful. Enjoyable. As you can see, our beer of the week today is Major. Oh, it's a little greened out.
Got the green on there. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
That's okay. Yeah, so, I had to change my shirt. This is Dan's shirt because I was wearing...
Yeah, it got greened out.
I was wearing this, so...
We can see it's upside down. Major.
Thank you for the shirt, Dan. Thank you, Dan.
Major, let's move it over, Connor. I know it's just going to disappear you, look. Wow. Beautiful things. All right. So I've had a couple of these. I've only got one left. So I've got a pear cider for us to kind of just fill out the palate, so to speak.
Right.
Do you want to go ahead and start this? I'm going to go get you a pint glass, if that's okay.
That'd be lovely.
Why don't you read some of the info?
So I tried this the other day, just a sip, but it's a whiskey crisp apple with New Zealand sparkling water. And it's a flavored alcohol beverage made in New Zealand from local and imported ingredients with apple juice added for sweetness. 1.5 stand drinks. Okay, so that's quite 6%. So that's going to get you going a little bit. Just a little bit. At least the 4.5 pint glasses.
That's right.
Coming soon to our... Thank you. Coming soon to...
A 4.5 pint
established 2016.
Right in front of my face. How beautiful.
Did you get me one of these or are these for you?
I've got like four, so you can have
one. Do you mind if I have one?
Of course.
I feel there's like no... I need, because I've got a 50% mug. I know we don't mention that show around here.
Yeah, that's nah,
I'm close to cutting the stream. Hey, this show's doing better numbers, baby. I'm glad I'm here. Nah, I'm playing. Come on.
We love 50%.
Come on, we love the 50%. Come on. I gotta be careful what I say. Aiden watches the show, so apparently.
Uh oh. We love you, Aiden.
Apparently.
Major.
Ready for this? Y'all ready for this?
Wow. So, ooh, good pour.
Thank you.
Could you pour me some so I can have some?
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Give me just a bit and I'll drink that. Just a little. I'll drink that and then I'll have a pear.
Sorry. How rude of me.
We've got to get our drinking etiquette going. We've done pretty well today. The food, the drinks, it's all going relatively...
Sorry, yeah.
Relatively squeaky clean.
It is going squeaky clean. No, you did great, Dan. You did great.
All right, should we cheers to Major? See what it's like.
This is let the audience here's know. To being alive in 3 hours.
Do you want to just move your mic a bit
towards me, or
yeah, just move it away from you, just so that it's
away
just
or
me.
Towards?
No, towards you. Oh. I'm joshing you.
I see.
All right, you're good.
I see. That's good. It's nice. It's it does taste like sparkling apple juice. That's
it is
insane.
Kind of an interesting flavor because it's like, doesn't it say yes, New Zealand sparkling water?
Yeah. So this is 6%. So that's fucking crazy because I've got a Somersby here, which is 4.5%. This tastes more alcoholic than he's got the green again. That tastes more alcoholic than this. Which is so crazy.
This manages to be pretty, that's like, beautiful. It almost feels like a white wine, kind of.
A white wine? Interesting.
Almost, it's close. I mean, I'm not a wine head, I'm not a wino, but I can...
You're an albino, not like wino, my wino, that I know. Say that. You're a wine head? We try to dabble in wine. When we go to Margaret River, which is a wine country, we'll have to try some wines for Beer of the Week. Oh, well, we're going to have Xavier on as well, who one of our Fat Pack members...
He's a wino, you say?
His dad is, I think, one of two people in WA that has a certificate of wine fucking taste. And so, anyway, it's an incredibly rare qualification, and Xavier knows about wine. So, Kristen, Xavier,
that's great.
Bring on wine. That's what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, impress us with a wine, and we'll bring you to Moe's and see what we all think.
I'd love to bring him to Moe's.
It would be fab. I think it would be a great fit. I'm going to finish this and start some pear. Yeah. Cheers me into the pear cider verse.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. That's where I'm going. You know,
the spider verse and the cider verse. That's beautiful. It's really good. I like it. I like it a lot.
Ah, yummy.
It's really nice. What the fuck was that?
No, I don't know.
Is that you being fucking...
I was trying to hungry. Just trying to be fun and goofy.
What's his name? The fucking
Ronnie D. Ronnie DeSantis.
DeSantis. That's it.
Hungry.
That's it. DeSantis. It's called gay pop.
All right. Well, so you want to give your final thoughts on that one?
I think it's beautiful. I love it.
I'm gonna pair myself up while you.
You gotta.
Oh yeah, bring it up.
Yeah.
Wait. Let's do it up for the camera. Big ups. Thank you.
Big up. Oh, do you want to hear a funny story?
Please.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we're such goofballs.
Oh, I don't know if I should say it, but...
Say it.
So I went to 21st last
say
night.
Say it.
I am saying it, goddammit. So it was 21st last night. And I noticed this girl came in. And I knew her sister. From back in the day.
Throwback.
We spoke a little bit. We weren't like dating or anything, but we spoke a little bit. And I was like, okay, like the speeches were done. And I was like, I'm just going to go over and say hi and be like, oh, I know your sister. You know, she's had like two kids since then. I was like, yeah, I just wanted to send her my love. Look, it's a 21st. I understand the girls there are probably, they're going to think, they're automatically going to think the worst of you in that situation, okay? But she's standing there with her partner. I'm not going over, I guess her friends thought I was going over to be, to try and hit on her. That's what they thought, I think. But, you know, I've been a bit sensitive recently, and like, you know, I've not had the best love life ever, you know, just put it politely. So, you know, my confidence has been a bit low. It's hard to go out to girls and talk, but I just said, like, you know, I hope she's well. I was like, I know you don't know me, but I knew your sister, blah, blah. She was really nice, but I could see this, like, pack of girls, and there's nothing more humiliating than they were just laughing at me. They were literally...
Oh, boy.
They literally were just, like, looking at me and... Doing like, you know, they're like, it was, and I was just like, this is humiliating. Like,
wow. This is,
so I said,
never been so humiliated at the pub.
So I said to her, I was like, fuck you. It generally was like, it really was humiliating. No,
sorry, I don't know why I said
that. Fuck you. First of all, you don't know what it's like to be fucking single and being in that spot. And I generally wasn't trying to hit on her. I can see her with her boyfriend. I'm not fucking blind.
I know. And I know where you're coming from. I know you weren't trying to be a dick.
So, and this isn't like me. And uh-oh. I left it at this, but I would never go further and like have a full-on argument with her. But anyway, I said goodbye to that girl. And as I walked past that group of girls, the ringleader, I went up to her and I said, is something funny? And she didn't say anything. And I just walked off. I was like, what? And I was so upset. I was just like, I generally felt like fucking crying. Like, oh, I'd had a few beers, so I was a bit emotional. Oh. And I was like, what? It's like, I said to my mom, I was like, how am I supposed to?
It always
like,
gets so much worse when it's like everyone's a bit buzzed and it's all.
And about, how am I supposed to like, I can't even go up to someone anymore. Like, I'm like, look, I understand if maybe I was like, I mean, I was dressed nice. I had my hair combed back. I was wearing like my suit. I wore what I wear to the wine tour. I had like my suit jacket, my white shirt, my nice trousers, nice shoes.
I can tell from your browser history that you're on the spectrum.
I think they could tell it's on the spectrum a little bit. But I don't like bullies, okay?
And no, who does?
I think it was just unnecessary. And look, I'm 25, they're 21. Look, people did just say to me, like, look, kind of like, it wasn't nice, but like, they're just young. And I was like,
yeah, they're just not as mature. It's
I had to take a fucking little breather, but I'm an emotional guy and it upset me. And I guess like, it just like,
fair enough.
I'm glad I stood up for myself. Look, I understand as well. Like, I am a fucking guy at a pub, but like, I wouldn't go up to a girl who's younger than me and start fucking like verbally abusing her, because I think then the wrong would be on me. So I wouldn't do that. But I did let her know. I just said, it's something funny. Like, what have I done? Like, I just felt so, it just made me feel like shit. I went home, I was fucking upset either way.
I'd do it
like,
again.
That would be me tonight. I will try again. I've got to try. God loves a tryer. God loves to try it. But that's the thing. I wouldn't mind, but I wasn't going over to like, to hit on her.
Yeah, yeah.
I generally was just going over to be like, hey, I know your sister. Uh-huh. I know she's had like two kids. Just send them my love. That's literally all I was trying to say.
Oh, God.
And then this pack
misinterpreted
of, this pack of girls are just, it was so humiliating. They were all just like, they all were laughing at me.
Now shut up and listen to me for once.
It hurt my feelings.
That's what you just should have said to them, you know, just...
Shut up and listen to me for once. It's so funny. I'm trying here, folks. God, you just can't. It's just like the differences in age. And I was like that at 21, I'm sure. Like, but... Yeah. 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 It hurt. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Well, I guess speaking of...
heartbreak.
21-year-olds? Is that a good...
Club gay pop.
Yeah, is that a good transition?
Is she 21?
Let's go to... I don't know. Let me check.
Probably.
We'll go to... And the reason we're here in SpongeBob territory is because, of course, JoJo Siwa is a Nickelodeon star.
Is that why you did it?
Yeah, she deserves a Nickelodeon backdrop.
Is she from Nickelodeon?
She had a Nickelodeon show. She had a sitcom on Nickelodeon.
Did she?
Yes. She's 20. She's not even 21.
Oh, boy. Oh boy.
She can't even drink. It's fair to assume that none of her decisions thus far have been driven by alcohol. How insane is that?
Well, come on.
Are you
seriously saying she's never had a drink?
Not a legal one.
In her life.
She's never had a legal drink in her life because she's never been able to.
I drank beer with my friends.
I think she has a few.
I'm sure she has, but she's an industry plant. They're sometimes not going to let her go off the rails. Shut up, Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, come on. Everyone, they all go off the rails.
Not JoJo. She only goes off the rails in a very planned and specific
corporate way. Yeah, the off the rails is very planned. Yeah, I suppose. Oh, JoJo.
Well, you want to talk about JoJo? I mean, what do you have to say for yourself?
I think it's cringe. I'm not fucking sexist. According to those girls last night, I was, but I don't know. I think it's cringe. I think, you know, there have been people like Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus who have, you know, had that edgy phase. Britney Spears. You know, these weren't planned. These were legitimate fucking awful meltdowns.
And to whatever effect that them going through that in public made the public side with them, that was just like a silver lining to this awful thing that happened. It should never be like a planned PR. Like, we want people to worry about you because they think you're insane.
Look,
it's like, no, people worry because someone's having a legitimate breakdown.
Obviously it can be good for marketing. Everyone loves a bad boy. And a bad girl, you know.
And gay pop.
Of course. You know, I think even Harry Styles went for a similar thing when he left.
What, gay pop?
Well,
Harry Styles, I would think some of his stuff you could describe as gay pop.
Well, right? He's like Shooty. He hasn't confirmed his sexuality.
And bless him
for that. I have nothing.
But oh, come on. You want gay pop? Go to Elton John. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, I've seen that one live. He's definitely gay.
Well, where we're kind of jumping ahead of ourselves because we do have the clip. We have JoJo.
Oh God, it's so cringe.
I think we should let JoJo explain. Yeah, exactly. JoJo, please make your point. Tell us exactly about the music that you're creating. Apparently, all right.
The genre is, I said it back in the day when I first signed with Columbia. I said I wanted to start a new genre of music, and they said, "What do you mean?" And I said, "Well, it's called gay pop." And they were like, "What's that?" And I was like, "It's like K-pop, right? But it's gay pop."
Oh boy.
There's a style of dance. It's a newer style of dance. Newer.
So it's like,
I think it's cringe. It's desperate. It's cringe. It's boring.
Can we just get her to say that again? Because that's really weird to me. It's like K-pop, but gay pop.
It's gay pop. There's a style of dance, but it's gay pop.
Gay pop.
We should get that too.
Gay pop.
I mean,
has it been done before, Dan?
K-pop stands for something, though. It's Korean pop music. Gay pop is not an acronym for anything.
Look, honestly, bless her for... I respect the fuck out of anyone who's fucking openly gay and is in the industry. It would be super hard. And she's a woman, which is even harder. I'm not even trying to make a joke out of this. I'm being serious. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But, come on. You have not created this genre.
No.
Lil Nas, Troye Sivan, Elton John. There are so many openly gay fucking music artists who have done, as you call it,
called gay pop.
Gay pop. Okay?
Yeah, I mean, Troye Sivan's
from Perth.
Perth boy, you
from
know?
From Perth.
We love that.
Yeah.
We love it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say again, I'm sorry, JoJo. I ain't trying to shit on you. I think, look, you're young, you're fucking more rich than I'll ever be in my life. And, you know, you've won at that. You went from dance moms to...
Oof, that's... Oof, what a history.
I've got nothing... I have got no joke.
Nickelodeon, I'm telling you, she's a Nickelodeon star.
Do you think she knew Dan Schneider?
That's the funny thing, I think.
No.
You know she knows Colleen Ballinger.
Oh, my God.
And there was...
Is that JoJo on the phone?
I have met Dan personally.
There was more controversy because just a few days ago, I think, Colleen posted a selfie of them
and
two.
She's friends with James Charles.
Oh.
Come on.
You can't make up a more, like, I don't know.
She'll be posting a pic with Dan next and being like, I just love this guy.
She's industry pilled, man. Yeah, she is industry pilled.
She is.
Thank you, Dan.
This is what... If I'm being serious, like, what kind of disappoints me in a way about JoJo is that she pretends to be this new age influencer who's embracing social media, embracing the rejection of traditional corporate media, but instead she's just partnering with traditional corporate media to market her independent stuff as being like not connected to traditional interests in Hollywood, when really she's just being a star like they've tried to do for a bunch of other child stars. And she's just living that same existence while pretending that she's like this independent creator. And I think it's lame. I think that sucks.
Yeah.
And it stinks of like corporate just plant. Like it feels so fake. None of it feels like an authentic artistic expression of who she wants to be. It's just like, what's the most profitable version of your brand that we can do right now? Like, that's all they care about.
It stinks.
It does stink. It stinks in here.
Is that what you said?
Yeah, it stinks.
It stinks of a brand.
It stinks of a brand in here. Come on.
It stinks of a brand. All right. It's called gay pop. Yeah, look, it's cringe. I agree. Oh, it's cringe. It's wait till she has a proper mouth. I mean, I pray to God she doesn't.
Well, this was there's another clip we can have a look at. This was that
kind of thing.
I don't want to say this was a meltdown, but this was
I want to smell fit.
This was her responding to the gay pop criticism. I think it's just, we'll only watch a bit of this, but I just think it's quite an interesting, like, I don't know. It's an interesting look into the way she sees things as to how she responds to this. So let's have a look.
I gotta ask you about the gay pop. Yes. A lot of people have come for you. Do you retract what you said? Why did people come for you for that?
Literally, what did I say? Here's the thing. I could be like, I support world peace. And the world would be like, you
right. So
I don't really get, okay, I know it's just all right.
People are just haters and what she said was as benign as calling for world peace, obviously.
She's not had a normal life. Like, it's not, it's not, she's, and look, we will never understand. I saw a video of her like years ago, like just fucking 10 paparazzi just taking a picture of her. And she's just doing this fucking like dance.
That's crazy.
And it's like, it's scary. It's creepy. She has not had a normal life. And you can see in that clip when she's like, yeah, blah, 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 like walking around in like circles and shit. Like, I know it's like modern and hip to be like, this celeb lost it, but it's like, I'm sorry, like, you try and go through that and not go a bit fucking crazy.
I think there's a really weird, like, it's
still
like
cringe though. Sorry.
It is cringe. But I think there's a really weird, like, learned dissonance that these kid celebs have to acquire, where it's like, they almost teach themselves to remove the number that they're seeing from any actual imagination of how many people are consuming their content, you know, because in a way it would kind of drive you insane to think like, there's like, I mean, let's say if you're in a Disney movie, any given day, there's like multiple entirely full stadiums worth of people watching your content. And that's kind of insanely hard to comprehend. And so I feel like they get convinced to just actively try to dissociate with that reality of like how many people are consuming what they're doing. And they become, I think, a bit delusional.
Obviously I'm not ever trying to compare myself to a situation that she is in. Fuck you. You want my honest opinion? Like, please. Again, this is nothing compared. I'm not trying to say it's the same.
I can tell from your browser history that you're on the spectrum.
I'm sorry. I should.
This video I did, the hacking of Fang Rock, it hit 5K views and it's really awesome. But I remember like on Monday, I think it hit 1,000. And then my mum said to me the next day, like, oh, how many has it got now? And I said, I haven't checked in like a day because it gives me anxiety when I know a lot of people are watching a video. Just because I know a lot of people are watching it. People are either really enjoying it or judging it or blah, 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 blah. Imagine that on the scale that is fucking
magnified by
what's that thing Doctor Strange says? A heavenly on a scale that is heavenly. What's it? That's a undreamt of. What is it? It's like,
oh god!
Like, how could you comprehend it? I don't. It's like you look on the video and it's like I checked yesterday. Like that video I made has been viewed for 48, it's like 48 watch hours. 48 watch hours.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
2 days. For 2 days, someone has watched that video. Like, if you count all up, everyone who watched together, if you put it together, it's 2 days. That's fucking insane. And like, and imagine that on a vividly undreamt of fucking scale.
Well, and that's the thing. We if you've that had that way. Since you're a kid, and
you'd be insane. And you've
been encouraged to, like, almost, yeah, not reckon with that weird amount of people that are constantly watching everything you're doing. It's weird. And I don't blame her for being a bit of a wacko.
She is a bit of a wacko.
Let's see if she got anything else to say for herself.
A lot of people are saying that there was a lot of icons that have come before you.
So many, so many. Gosh, I saw even Betty Who made a post being like, hey, and I'm literally friends with Betty. Like, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Michael Jackson. There's so many people
MJ?
Who have made J-pop. I think I just...
MJ?
Wait, MJ was never...
Wait, that guy in the comments is kinda...
MJ was... No, I'm saying this to try... I'm not saying this in a anti-MJ way. I'm just saying, I don't think MJ was ever, like, openly gay. Was he?
Well, I think he was closeted.
No, and that's why he was never openly gay.
We can defame...
Oh, yeah, he is dead, so we can say what we want about him.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason why he was with little boys.
Right. Well, I know, but I'm saying he had a wife and he was never openly gay. So I'm saying to call his stuff gay pop, I think
John had a wife.
Yes, but Elton is openly gay. So.
Okay, listen. All right. Even if he didn't do anything, which I pray he didn't, even the idea of sleeping in the same bed as kids is fucking weird. And no one can deny that. Even if he didn't do anything, if you want to go from that pooey analogy.
And also, that just sleeping in a bed with Michael Jackson, nothing happened. Let's just say you just did that. That would mess you up, right? That would have a really weird psychological effect on you. Even if nothing sexual happened, if nothing sexual happened whatsoever, that would be a hard thing to process.
You might get some.
For a small child's brain, you know, so.
You can't deny it. I'm sorry.
All right, let's get a bit more JoJo and then we'll move on.
I more so want to make it like...
Can you clarify that statement?
Clarify that statement? Oh God, I get one time and not mess this up. No matter what though, I know the world's gonna twist it and turn it and make it anything, so...
I wonder, like, this whole TMZ thing, do you think this is a plant? Like, did she get the person to...
I've heard people do that.
That's something I have heard, yeah.
Also, they get an anonymous call.
Ah, of course.
That said person will be rocking up at this time at this place. And
if you go to this place, you might get an interview, maybe.
Yeah, JoJo wants to clear the air a little bit about her gay pop statement.
She's feeling very determined to clear up the air about the gay pop thing.
We'll make it look like a TMZ, like they just randomly ran into her.
She's an ordinary person. She just walks on the street like it's nothing.
She's been down at fucking...
She's been grocery shopping.
Yeah, she's been... what's it? Whole Foods.
Yeah.
She's
been, yeah. She's just been
shopping at Whole Foods. Yeah. And TMZ?
Yeah. What?
Well, thank God I have a statement to make.
Yeah.
It's about the gay pop.
Can I just say last point as well? These glasses, and especially her wearing them here in the interview... is so obnoxious, dude. Look.
And they were like, what's that? And I was like...
Love that fake laugh, by the way, but...
Yeah, like, who is this? Be honest. You think that's fucking cringe? Don't laugh.
Of course you
off,
think it's cringe.
Fucking...
But look at this. You can see, like, the... K-pop.
And they were like, what's that? And
I was the
like,
reflection of all of right? the lights and stuff in her glasses. That's so obnoxious to wear sunglasses crazy. In an interview like that, right? Am I crazy? Yeah, thank
There's
you.
There's Miley for you. That's Miley.
I'm not crazy.
You know?
Yeah, we believe... Justice for Miley.
She went through that shit. It's okay to... It's embarrassing to admit you need help sometimes.
Yeah. But... And it's hard when you're a celebrity. You're supposed to have it together.
She's obviously gone through a lot. We're just two fucking twats talking about her. We don't know anything about her.
That's for sure. That's for damn sure.
But, you know, I wish her the best. I hope her career goes well. I generally do. I have no... Do I agree with how she's been handling it? No, I think it's fucking cringe. You're right. It is so. That's the cringe bit. It is so planned, and it, as you say, it fucking stinks of fucking.
Stinks of corporate, like
yeah, exactly.
Fucking puppetry.
That's why I don't. That's why I love YouTube. There ain't no fucking middleman telling us to do what we want. We I think you know that because we can say the dumbest shit ever.
I can tell from your browser history that you're on the spectrum.
Well, speaking of JoJo, there's just another quick little thing I want to show with regards to the JoJo Siwa. So you know the song that she's doing now?
Karma.
Karma.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know, but it's... Yeah, that's her gay pop song.
Yep.
That's not even an original song. Did you know that?
No.
I'm going to show you something and tell me if this... is familiar to you.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Oh, you
let not just like me. Oh, that's loud. I should have known better. If I had a wish, I would have never messed around. Okay.
Who is that?
That is a songwriter.
Is that Madonna?
No. From what I understand, from what I've looked into this video, this is a songwriter who wrote the song Karma for Miley Cyrus back in like 2011.
I'm not crazy.
Thank you. And Miley passed on the song. And so this is the songwriter. She recorded herself singing the song as like a pitch. She's like, it's out there. It's for sale. If you want to buy the song, here's what it would sound like.
When you sell scripts. Like
yes, yes. She's like, if you're a big artist and you want this to be a big pop hit, here's what the song would sound like. And you can buy it. And so she put this out. This video literally came out in like 2011 or whatever. Or like this version of this song.
That's so fucking cringe.
Right? Is that cringe.
Is that singer gay?
Well, okay. Let's watch for a few more seconds.
All right. Did she kiss a man in it?
Let's put the other guy right away. Right away. So this song is very
fucking sponsorship.
This is what I also want to point out. This song, at least the way they've done it here, is super like heteronormative. She's doing kissing and stuff with a guy. So like this song, when it was written 10 or so years ago, was not made to be a gay pop anthem. It was made to be, I'm not saying it was a straight pop anthem, but it was just a regular ass pop anthem. And she's pretending like she's putting a gay coat of paint on it.
Right.
And saying that it's this whole gay thing. It's like, maybe it would be really cool gay pop to actually come up with a gay love song in some way.
You know? So JoJo bought it?
I guess so, yeah, because the song was written and available to buy.
Okay, that's odd.
It's weird, right? Yeah, I know.
It's kind of doing numbers, though. It's
called gay pop.
Yeah.
Gay pop is doing numbers. So is she going to do like a whole like, a new, like, I was thinking this, is she going to do, like, a new stadium tour with, like, this new...
JoJo?
Yeah, is she going to, with this new brand I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Oh, that's the guy from the start of the song. Oh.
Who is this clown? Is she going to do, like, you know, like a stadium tour, like maybe like a US tour?
I would think she would want to tour just for the brand of her, like, as a pop star. Because I think, especially nowadays, like touring is where a lot of the money is as an artist in that way. But it depends. Like if she's trying to be the kind of pop artist that just goes viral on TikTok and their songs get used in stitches.
Yeah, but like
then she doesn't have to do it. So tour, you know,
As I've heard, you know, there are like just like you know little girls who grew up loving JoJo and stuff. So are we kind of under the impression that maybe, you know, they're also maybe hitting puberty and going a bit rebellious and want to maybe start fucking smoking and drinking and maybe getting involved with guys.
So JoJo's going kind of, for that, well, that no. adolescent fan base?
Yeah, well, no, her fan base has started to grow up a little bit. I mean, this is how they would look at it. Like, oh, well, okay, our fan base is growing up. They're not kids anymore.
She's saying, we got
to... kids that are growing up, you aren't kids anymore. We need a new... we need you to be something like gay pop, but not as shit. And then they go, gay pop.
Yeah, but better, yeah. Yeah, they're like, we got to appeal to the kids where they are now because they're all edgy now. And they,
look, I'm glad... vaping. I'm glad that, like... Look. Smoke some darts and break some hearts. I'm glad that there is a openly gay role model for these kids. And even if they aren't gay,
yeah, like I love the fact that they,
yeah, even if they aren't gay though, it's like, I think it is great that they can still look up to someone who can just be a fucking,
Yeah, it's good.
A strong woman. I feel like we make so many dumb jokes in the show when I say shit like people are going to think I'm taking the piss. I'm actually being serious.
No,
like,
I agree. I mean, it's fine. They can look up to a strong
female fucking artist who happens to be gay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I think.
And if she smokes some fucking darts, that's fine.
Darts.
Yeah, I think queer artistry and her being like a out there woman, I think that part of it is great. But I just think it's so obviously cringe the approach that she's taking in doing it. And I feel like she could just lean into her. Thank you. She could just lean into like her queerness or her, you know, femininity, and she kind of does, but it just feels to me a bit inauthentic. That would be my criticism.
That's the issue. It is. It does feel.
It's not that what she's doing is wrong. She's just doing it inauthentically, you know?
No, I know. Look, she's 21. She's going through. She's 20. She's 20.
Yeah, she's not even 21, baby.
Right.
Never had a drink in her life.
So, get the fuck out of here with that shit. She's definitely had a drink.
Do you think she would?
They're not you growing up.
Do you think she would say? Do you think she would admit that she's had a drink, or do you think she would say that she's never?
Have you been drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do it again.
You'd have another drink.
God. Yeah.
You'd get drunk again?
Do it again.
Yeah. I'd get drunk again. Yeah. I'd get drunk again. Yeah. Of course, she's had a fucking. Wake up and smell the fucking cocoa, man.
Sorry, man. I'm a JoJo simp. I don't know what to.
And who fucking cares? I had my first drink at a ridiculously young age. It might explain a few things, but I had a ridiculously young age, and I know you were a bit of a late bloomer.
Mm-hmm.
You were a notoriously
okay. All right,
a hater. What, you don't like the heat coming on you?
I could take the heat, but
I'm just saying. Maybe your experience, your experience was very rare. A lot of people weren't like you, and you know, I know when we started, me and Aiden stuff started drinking in middle school, and you definitely, my SIBO era in fucking high school and middle school. You didn't do it, but I'm saying. A majority of other people did.
Yeah,
and totally. I know you were against, like, fucking smoking weed and drinking, and that's fine.
I'm catching so many strays right now.
No, I'm not trying to. I'm just saying, like, you know, that's not really how normal people at school would do it. So she has a course. I can tell
from your browser history that you're on the spectrum.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Yes. I'm sorry. JoJo Siwa has been drunk and she's probably fucking smoked weed and done a few drugs and she's young. She's experimenting and I think she's allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
No, it's good. It's good to look inward. You know, I'm feeling.
Dan had his first drink when he was 18. He was
That is not true.
Is it not?
No.
I think it is.
I mean, sure, for legal reasons, yeah, it is.
You can't defame the past. Or can you?
Ren
is hoping.
We're going to find out.
Ren is hoping you can't fucking use the past as in legal issues. Nah, God bless her. I hope she's okay. I hope.
Good luck to JoJo.
I hope JoJo's going to be okay.
Best of luck.
JoJo is going to be okay.
Oh, yeah, JoJo.
She's had a fucking a good life, you know? Elton John loves her. Was Mama June her mama?
From, what was it, Dance Moms?
Yeah, was Mama June her mama?
I have no clue on the Dance Moms lore, unfortunately.
Okay. You tried, D. I tried. Mama June.
So you sent me this, and I think it's... Yeah.
Is it gay
This is... Probably more straight pop, I would say. And I think it was pretty funny. So let's take a look.
Okay, I love this fucking clip so fucking much. And the best thing is, you told me that we can't get copyright strike for it because it's...
Well, there's no audio, so I assume we can't. This is a great clip. This is Imagine Dragons, right? Yeah.
It's the lead singer. Imagine Dragons.
Oh, wait. Oh boy.
You made me a believer.
Just the pauses,
You broke my heart, you built me a believer.
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 So,
oh man.
By the way, the guy who posted this, imagine dragons follow him.
Oh, really?
But it was a tweet about, it's like, so, has anyone got that Believer tweet?
And he's oh my God, I found it.
If you go down, it literally says.
Does anyone have that really bad video of Imagine Dragons recording Believer in the studio?
If you go down, look, go down.
Okay.
Look. They follow them.
I didn't want to show anything problematic on twitter.com.
Look, he's vocally. I mean, it's vocally, it's obviously you have to be very talented to do that. But in context,
do you? He's just screaming.
Nah, listen to that. You try and do. I'm not saying do it because it would be much. You can hear the
believer.
No, play the last bit. You can at least hear
believer.
This little bit here.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Believer!
All right, maybe he's not. All right, that song is just so boring, and it's just it's radio trash. But
it's kind of funnier. Just the no audio, it like really emphasizes the benignness of the song. Like, but, so average.
Come on, have you not learned anything from today's pod, Dan? I'm trying to give all of these fucking creatures a little bit of slack.
Yeah, we gotta accept the artistry, I think.
Do you know what's so funny? So, I think it was last year? No. Was it? No, it was 2022. Imagine Dragons went on tour with Macklemore.
Okay.
And I like Mac, obviously, but it's like, could you really get two more? You couldn't get two...
Oh, yeah, two more,
basic,
like...
basic fucking radio standard. And I like Mac, and I like Imagine Dragons' first album is, I think it's really good. Their rest is,
you
pretty,
couldn't have a lineup that would have excited 14 year old me more. Unless maybe Eminem was on that, you know.
It's so true. That's what I mean. It's like, that's what I mean. It's just like, it's like, what a fucking it is just like the white fucking artist.
It's the white
lineup. Macklemore opening for fucking Imagine Dragons. Oh
man, it's like it's kind of like food. It's like us white, the white culture. It's very unseasoned, you know. It's just like it's
cheese volcano.
Yeah,
that's he's opening up for fucking Imagine Dragons. Who opens up for Macklemore before? Yeah. It's the fucking cheese volcano.
Yeah.
The cheese
volcano is white boy culture. Yeah.
They're insanely fucking like, I mean, they do numbers. Like, they have shit on Spotify. Hey,
Imagine Dragons, okay.
They're so much, look, they're like, they're huge. Which is weird because like, you wouldn't think so.
Right, I guess.
61 million people a month.
That's a lot of teenagers.
They're the 28th biggest artist on Spotify. 28th. That is in
wow,
fucking
really?
Insane. Yes, they're huge.
Probably still don't get paid all that well, though.
Look, there isn't one song on their top five that hasn't broke a billion.
Okay. All right, Imagine Dragons. I was not familiar
with
your game.
That song we just heard is about... It's at 2.9 billion. It's about to hit 3 billion streams.
You are the hottest client I have ever had, by far.
It's about to hit 3 billion streams on Spotify.
Wow. I'm impressed.
That song just there that you just heard.
Believer!
3 billion.
3 whole billion.
3 billion. Need I say anymore?
Wow.
I mean, you know what I'm so glad is that we have footage of that song being made.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know? I'm taking the piss, obviously, but it's like
it's the historical account, you know, it's so important for the future generation.
It's like this is like 15 minute documentary on YouTube of the avalanches making Since I Left You. And they didn't, it's like, they only have like 15 minutes of them making it. There was no other footage of them making it, but like everyone loves that because it's like a tiny little slice to see how they made it. And it's just like, there's no other footage of them making it. And it's like so fucking cool to see them making it. And that's amazing. And then you see something like that, and it's like they just record them making it, and it's like it's so shit, but it's got fucking 3 billion views. We're lucky that we have it, you know. We're so lucky that we have that beautiful footage of them making Believer. Okay. It's such a shit song.
Categorized for the annals of history. Yeah, we'll always look back.
Could you get a more fucking standard ass fucking song? You made me a believer. Believer. It's so fucking cringe. I'm sorry. Anyway, if they come to your town, go see him. Believer. It's funny. It's now since Toledo. I don't know if that had anything to do with Imagine Dragons, but I did send you the clip where they went on Stern and all the band members have done their bit in the song. They all had their vocals in it. And it's so cringe.
Mm.
I'll try and bring it in next week if I can find it, but it's just like, yeah, it's... But they're huge.
Yeah, I mean...
3 billion streams, but...
I wish I had the talent of Imagine Dragons.
Unfortunately, you can't argue with popularity.
Yeah, true.
It speaks for itself. I mean...
It's called gay pop. It's called pop for a reason, you know? It's pop.
Would you popular. Count that as gay pop?
Maybe in like the middle school way, like gay well, pop.
We went to a seriously like a very strict Christian school, and I remember at least 3 fucking times. I guess our fucking reverend was just really into Imagine Dragons.
Oh, he loved Imagine Dragons.
He just played. He played what fucking song was it? Radioactive.
Radioactive. Yeah.
Yeah. He played that shit. So he played like 3 times.
Yeah. Our pastor at school. Yeah. He just was like, so odd. It was kind of nice. It was like a nice...
Nah, he was trying to kick with the kids.
he was cool. Hip. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What was his name? Reverend fucking well, Chris? Well,
let's... Yeah, but he...
Oh, sorry. Was that... Can I not say his name?
No, we can say it was Father Chris, which was funny because it was always like Father Christmas.
That was it, Father Chris. He was a cool guy and not religious, but he was cool. But he would...
Yeah.
He wouldn't bring in like a new song. He would always just play Radioactive, and it was like a live version when like... I know they were smacking that big fucking drum, and he had like a fucking, that guy singing Believer, he had like a huge mullet.
You know, my mum reversed into Father Chris in the school car park.
What? She hit Father Chris?
She hit Father Chris.
She hit Reverend Father Chris? Yeah. Wait, how fucking hard did she hit it? She hit Father Chris?
Yeah, she hit a pastor.
She hit Pastor Chris?
They were both... No! Okay, so it was a car park, and they were both reversing at the same time, and they touched butts.
Father Chris!
I could
Poor Father Chris. Oh. He was good. He was fun. He was hip. He
loved Imagine Dragons. You know, that's...
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Just quickly, the guy took over in our last year. Someone took over from Father Chris because Father Chris left, and he was like, he was a South African bloke, and he was literally—he was a believer in Jesus.
Yeah, in a way, he was a believer.
He would, if someone was talking, and it's fucking chapel, it's boring as shit. If someone was talking in it, he would just call them out. He's like, "Stop talking, disrespectful." Disrespectful.
I cannot believe you're doing this.
And like everyone would laugh because he would just sound so funny. Disrespectful.
No one took it seriously.
Disrespectful. Yeah. I was sat next to the kid who was talking, and he told him off in front of the whole. It was like what, like how many people in all those 3 years? Oof, like 600, probably a couple 700? Hundred.
Yeah, yeah, at least. Yeah.
He would call out. He wouldn't care. He'd be like, stop talking. Disrespectful. Disrespectful.
That's a South African for you.
Yeah. The word of the Lord needs to be heard.
Oh boy.
Brilliant. Great show, D. I'm glad I'm not, I'm glad I'm soberish for this one.
I think we did well with this
one. For context, I did come over on Friday to film. I had been out with the work boys. We clocked off early. We got rained off site. So I went down the pub, had a few beers.
As that happens.
And, you know, Dan was like, you still good to film? And I was like, of course, bro. Come on. So good. And anyway... You stopped it. We like 20 minutes in. You stopped it, and you're
it
like,
just wasn't going so well. But you know,
Dan's a producer.
We're a startup. We're doing good episodes. We've had great success with our first couple episodes, and we want to continue that. So thank you, very Dan. Glad that we got this great show out today. And you know, sometimes starting over, make sure we get the show as good as it can be is worth it. So.
Yeah, sorry, folks. It was meant to be We were meant to be like buzzed on the show and having a few beers. Unfortunately, I took it a little too far.
It happens.
And I ended up passing out on Dan's couch until he shook me awake.
We are hoping to do a live show at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Live on YouTube for this show. So that would be fun. But we gotta get better at our live pre-recording first.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Hopefully today was a good example.
Maybe some of us do. No, I come on. I was doing podcasting when you were fucking...
It's called gay pop.
When you're in a crib, baby. I know. Okay. I've been a podcaster for fucking years, baby. Years.
All right. Well, I'm
years and years.
I'll tell you this. I'm glad to be doing it with you, my pal.
You too, sir.
Cheers. And as always, I'm glad to be having... Dude. Our lovely audience here, we love folks and we love you for coming and watching. Please check us out on social media and come back next time. We'd love to see you guys.
Until next time, folks, remember.
We love y'all.
You are loved.
Ah, cheers.
And we love you.
See you around.
Yeah, dude.